Hi, this is Pastor John. Thank you for coming to my website. Thank you for listening to a lot of the clips that you've been listening to, surveying some of the pages, and just going through it. I want to apologize for not having up a Sunday sermon on Sunday morning. I was so busy preparing for the message on Sunday and had a house full of people coming by, as well as working on a lot of things at the college. Let me share this with you. Since I have this burdening responsibility to take care of making a living, I don't have the time and the freedom to do what I'd like to do on the website, to have innovative things that I can talk to you about on the spur of the moment. Most of the time, I'm very tired, exhausted. I was up until about, I think, last night, 11 o'clock, just finalizing some things, tallying up tally sheets and stuff like that. And this morning, I've been up very early, burning the sermon on the hard drive of a particular laptop so that I can have a copy of that, and getting dressed, shaved, and getting ready to go away to school today. So that's a schedule that I've been on lately, and I just wanted to let you guys know that I haven't forgotten. I have hundreds and hundreds of other more things to put up, and it just means taking time in the office and doing it. And I don't trust anybody else to come in here and do this. I just don't. So give me a few more hours. I have a very busy week this week. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to a concert on Thursday night. Isn't that great? I feel good about that. Going to a concert and going to try to relax that way. But I'm going to get back here in the office and buckle down this week. Hopefully it'll be a good week. I hope you have a good week. I really do. Watching the news is depressing to me, so I don't watch it that much. As a matter of fact, what I do is I try to stay away from the news. The news doesn't have anything interesting for me. But I'm doing fine health-wise, and I appreciate many of your prayers in that area. My stance on the Bible, yes, I did hear a report that what's his name, Robinson, that was running for the president, said something or other. Someone sent me a strange email where Pat Robinson is teaching that if a spouse of yours has Alzheimer's disease, that it would be okay for you to divorce them, even as a Christian, because they're not able to live an adequate... You know what? Whatever happened to the vow that you took to love and to cherish till death do you part? I think that that's what's happening. You people have given your monies, your life savings, and God knows what else to these people. And these people only continuously prove themselves to be fallacious. Now, I say that because my wife was ill before she died. I didn't put her in a rest home. I didn't put her away. She was with me to the day she died. She had a few strokes. She was crippled. She had terrible heart disease, and she died of an aneurysm. I was with her when she passed away. Pat Robinson is a joke. Anybody that got a TV camera going and sitting there looking like a... Well, let me be quiet because I don't want to get foul on them. But you people that know me, you know what? I was rather surprised last night. I had reclined and I'd gone to bed and I just turned on the radio and just brushed by the stations. And I heard a guy that I knew call Easy. Man, on a radio spot, after all the years that I'm off the radio, this guy and this fake phony apologist, Craig Hawkins, were on there still trying to drum up money. Drumming up money. It has nothing to do with God, biblical Christianity, or anything. Drumming up money. See, I got to go to work.
And I'm not complaining. Matter of fact, drinking this cup of coffee that I have right now, I'm very happy that I can go to a job and go to work. I have two classes today and one class tomorrow night. And I view myself in that classroom as a preacher. Even though I have philosophy students sitting in front of me, they know, number one, that I love them. My paragraph on love, I'm going to leave that up a couple more weeks. I want that to solidify because they know that I love them. And so since I love them, I have a certain responsibility to tell them the truth, even in the classroom, even as we go through a lot of our subject material. My Christianity, my being a pastor, my being a saint, if you will, because we Protestant Christians believe that when God saved us, that he declared us to be saints. Paul wrote to the church in Asia Minor, and he would say to the saints that are in whatever city. Well, if you're a Christian, a true one, not a church member, not someone that has built a huge organization to procure money for you and the people that were, because that is not what Christianity is all about. I was thinking about it as I dozed off to sleep last night, because when I was on the radio, it wasn't about getting money. Why? Because most of the time I was paying a lot of money out of my own pocket. But these guys that do radio are not paying anything out of their own pocket. You may hear me on some old radio shows affirming people like Hank Hinegraaff, John MacArthur. I still use some of his study notes. I have his books that he's written. Some of the things that he's written is excellent things, but he's compromised himself in the past few years. He's compromised himself because of the people that his organization hangs with and affirms. Now, I've tried to share that over the years. I remember there was a guy named Bob Johnson that would slip me some information, and he and I would share this information with you. He was on my radio. He came to the studio here and did a webcast with me. We've done all that. We've given you the facts. But you know the way people are? People want to hold to their cash cow. That's the way to put it. They want to hold to that cash cow. I am praying for those of us Christians that are really trusting in God, because I'm going to tell you, as the economy crumbles and as things get worse, some of these mega church so-called ministries, radio and television ministries, they're going to have to cut back because people don't have money and they're not going to send their money in. And the ones that do send their money in is stuffing this cash cow. And in the end, Christ is going to let us all know what was legitimate and what was illegitimate. Well, there's one thing that I can say is that I'm happy that I'm here today and that I have a job to go to. I thank God for it. Every time I step out of my car on that campus and have to drag all that equipment around from room to room. And I'm telling you, when you get to be 67, it's kind of rough out there. You're on a college campus with all them youngsters, and they're all out there running and rushing. And don't let me be late. Don't let me get tied up in a freeway jam or something like that. But it's exciting because I know that God has given me a task to fulfill, even there. I want to thank you again for coming to the site. Don't become perplexed when you hear about this foolishness that's going on in the church. The church is an organized group of cash cow money mongers who are stuck on themselves. Listen to this. I was having a conversation about, man, I want to end this webcast, but I have so much to share with you. There were two pastors that were thinking about, check this out. Their churches are small. And they could afford where they are meeting in a small place. But they want to merge their church together. And so that it would be larger. And the question came up as to who would be the senior teacher in the church. And I was talking with a friend of mine. After he had left the church that I had pastored, he was an officer in that church. And he told me that he was speaking with, there's two pastors here in Southern California. Carl and Bobby were having a conversation about that. And Carl said, well, you know, I would be the most senior teacher. And this controversy went on, and this friend of mine told me, he said, I found it extraordinary that neither would decline to the other person. Well, you have to understand, when you look at the church as a cash cow, when you look at it as something to get some money, it's just as bad as whoredom. It's just as bad as any kind of undignified situation. And so that's what we're faced with today. But we'll handle that more. Listen, thank you so much. I'm just waiting on a program to upload. So I thought that I'd make a little comment for you. Hey, talk to you in a bit. Bye-bye.